Good afternoon. You are listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today I have a welcome return from my guest, Adam Fisher. Good afternoon, Adam. Thank you very much for coming in.
No, hello, sir. Thanks.
And you've come down especially from Leicester on the train to be here. I suppose perhaps you could... You were a guest before. How long ago was that? Was that about a year?
No, it was in January, actually.
Of last year?
No, January of this year.
Was it?
Good grief. Less than 6 months ago.
Wow, that is surprising. I didn't realise it was quite so recently, but we've been in touch with you earlier than that, of course.
For about 9 months, I think.
Exactly.
I've been in touch with you, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the first way that you found me, I suppose, was through the Ems Bar recordings.
The classic.
Thank you. By my partner, Sandra Cross, who recorded buffet car announcements on the train between London and Leicester over a period of 18 months. You heard about these recordings, I think, via Ben Langham.
Ben Langham, yes. He works at Leicester Rail Station. I'd been making transport music, and I told him about it, and he told me about the album. So I... actually, he had it. He gave me a CD of it, and then I listened to it and thought, this is genius. Why hasn't this charted? and then I went to and then I discovered it. It was on vinyl.
Yeah.
I went to the label website, and I thought, oh, I have to have this on vinyl. I asked Johnny Trunk, do you have any vinyl copies left? And he said no, but a shop in
Notting Hill.
Yes,
Honest John's.
I don't think it was Notting Hill.
No,
Ladbroke Grove. I think.
Oh, Ladbroke Grove.
I think it was, and I can't actually remember the name of the shop. But I rang ahead and asked them, "Do you have any?" They said, "Yes, we have two." And I said, "Please reserve one for me. I'm coming in."
Right. Amazing. So Johnny Trunk, it's on his label, of course, the Ems Bar, and that sort of sold out. It has actually got a bit of a sort of cult status. It was reviewed very favourably by Stuart Lee, I think in the Times or Sunday Times. He wrote an amazing review. It's had about three good reviews and one bad review. One person thought it was utterly pointless and didn't get it at all, didn't see the funny side. But so Leicester Station... Ben Langham, he alerted you to the Ems Bar recordings, and by strange coincidence, there are two Ben Langhams, aren't there?
There are two Ben Langhams. The other one goes by the name of Ben Fays. He is a tube escalator engineer by day and samples the tube sounds into music by night.
Right. They both work on Leicester Station?
No, they've never met each other.
Oh, really? Ah, okay, I am confused now. So how do they know each other?
No.
Only you know them both?
No, Leicester's Ben Langham knew about London's Ben Langham because they had the same name.
Right.
London's Ben Langham doesn't know about Leicester's Ben Langham.
Okay, not at all, not even now.
He probably does now. I'm sure I told him when I met him, oh yes, someone with the same name as you put me onto you.
Yeah. Okay. But then enter stage left, Adam Fisher. Your story? You attempt to break the record for visiting tube stations.
Yes, there is an official Guinness World Record for visiting every single tube station as quickly as possible. Currently at 16 hours, 29 minutes and 13 seconds.
Right. This is on we're talking the London Underground.
Yes.
And how many times have you attempted it?
11.
And obviously, presumably, you've failed 11 times. You've never held the record.
No, I've never held it. I've been to every station in one day several times, but just not quick enough. My current personal best time is 17 hours and 17 minutes.
Right, okay. Do you get closer? Is your timing getting better, or is it not like that? It varies according to the luck of the draw about how the trains are running, or?
It does, yes. Because at the end of the day, you just have to rely on the tube running as it should, which in any given day is very unlikely to happen, because there will be signal failures, there will be delays. The London Underground is very large, and I think the larger the system, the more there is to go wrong. And it's just.
But are you getting closer? I mean, are you gaining on these people that hold the record, or this person who holds the record? Do you manage to trim a few minutes off every time you do it, or?
Not really.
No.
Sometimes I'll go faster, sometimes I'll go slower. It just depends on what happens on the day.
Who holds the record?
Two gentlemen named Andy James and Steve Wilson.
How can it be two people?
They went round together.
They do it as a team?
Yes.
Is there an advantage to doing it as a team, do you think?
Yes, because with all the documentation and stuff, it's better to delegate responsibilities rather than doing everything yourself. And plus, yeah. if you do run into delays or line closures, you have two sets of ideas to bounce around.
It sounds to me like there should be a solo record and a team record. I mean, I think that it sounds to me as though working as a team gives them a slightly unfair advantage over the solo runner or player.
Well, there have been solo records as well, but a lot of people, you know, solo or not, they will have support team members, people above ground to advise what's happening on the tube, to meet with them at certain stations and hand out food, for example.
Oh yes, right. So you do have a backup team then, of sorts?
I don't. No,
you don't have a team at all.
No.
Oh right. Okay. Oh, well, we need to get a team together for you. Perhaps we should.
Yes, where you come in.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We could have a resonance team to support you or something like that. But anyway, so you've tried it 11 times. When did you first start doing it?
2004.
Right. Wow. So that's a consistent. You are determined to try and do this thing.
Yes. Although I've lost all hope.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh really? Oh. Okay. But when you're not serious.
Well. Yes. I mean, I'll.
What, you think you've been defeated by this? I can't imagine why these two guys could sort of have got it off so pat that it can't be beaten.
Well, it has a lot to do with luck and and plus, I mean, it can be beaten, but it is extremely hard now. I just keep doing it because I enjoy it. Really, I don't have any expectations to hold a record at all.
Oh right.
And plus, since the timetables changed in December, I haven't looked at them extremely thoroughly to make a new plan yet.
Right. Okay, so let's leap ahead to today and, in fact, tomorrow, because you're down in London for a specific purpose, aren't you?
Yes, there are several people who attempt this London Tube record, and every year they have a friendly race around the Zone 1 stations only.
Okay.
And that's tomorrow.
which is what is that? The eighth, yes. Friday the 8th of June.
Which is a Friday.
Kicking off where? At Liverpool Street or something.
Yes, but everyone will meet at Liverpool Street. It's the open plaza area by the McDonald's outside the National Rail Station.
Right.
And
did you say what time?
At 12 midday.
12 midday tomorrow, Friday the 8th of when this program goes out. Actually, it will have started because we're pre-recording this,
yes.
Just to be really baffling. So this will have got, by the time this programme goes out, you will be halfway round the course, as it were. Okay, so how many people are going to partake of this event?
I don't know exactly, but probably at least 20.
Right. And do you race against each other, or is it just sort of good-natured kind of jaunt?
It's both. It's a good-natured kind of jaunt, and we race against each other.
Right, okay.
Some people will do it on their own, some people will team up.
You were saying that there is actually a bit of a cause attached to this, something to do with Fairs Fair?
Fair Fairs.
Okay. So what's that all about?
Well, yes, the Campaign for Better Transport. They have an initiative called Fair Fares Now, where they try to put pressure on rail operators to lower the price of rail fares, which can be quite exorbitant in places.
Yeah,
and. Because of the media attention that I've garnered regarding public transport in the last couple of months, we're collaborating tomorrow. I will be sort of promoting the Fair Fares Now campaign and putting on their T-shirt trying to make as many people aware of it as possible.
So the kind of organisers then of this campaign, Fair Fares. And you are sort of linking up with them in order to publicise the cause.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's what you'll do tomorrow. Did you say, are the people from other countries coming or something?
There are two gentlemen from Sweden who are coming, and they are former world record holders.
Of this particular, the Zone 1?
No, there is no official Guinness record for Zone 1.
Okay. So what's the record they hold?
The full tube network in 2008. They're actually in the Guinness Book of Records.
Ah, so they held it for a while. But are these other two, the two that you mentioned before, do they sort of consistently win it? Or they keep getting it back? They keep getting the record back every time it... They've lost it once to the Swedes.
Well, Andy James has attempted it 37 times,
right.
which has yielded 4 records.
Right. Okay. So he's only held it 4 times. So it kind of, other people are constantly trying to, there are other people at this game then, obviously, who are constantly trying to break the record.
Yes. Andy's held it 4 times. His partner Steve Wilson has held it 3 times.
Oh, okay.
So, some people have held it twice, some only once.
Right.
Bob Robinson, who is regarded by the people that do this as the godfather of the tube.
Oh, yeah.
He started it in the 1970s, really. I think he's attempted it over 50 times. He's held the record 6 times. The earliest Guinness Book of Records reference for this record goes back to the 1960s.
Does it really? Oh, okay. So why is Bob Robinson the godfather? Just because he's held it more more often than others, or?
Yes, and he, and well, he, he's attempted it the greatest number of times.
Right. Okay. So where is he now?
I don't know.
Does he take any interest in it at all anymore? Or is he kind of? I suppose he must be quite. Dare I say that he might not be as fit as he used to be. Perhaps he can't.
I don't know. I've never met him, but he's done one or two television interviews that I've seen about it.
Right. Okay. Well, this leads us on to your you're actually a sort of bit of a globe-trotting metro record breaker, aren't you? You've just come back from tell me where you've been.
Well, in the past 2 months I've been to New York, Toronto, Chicago and Barcelona to ride the subway and metro systems and lots of other places in between.
Right. So this is sort of almost obsessional, isn't it?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
But do you do anything else?
Yes.
Like what?
I make music.
Okay, good, great. But the music is about the metro, isn't it?
Only this project.
Okay.
And it's me and a lot of other people. I don't personally make music about metros all the time.
All right. But you do, when you go to a city, it is with the intention of sort of breaking a record on their subway system.
Of course, if they actually have a subway system, that would be helpful.
Yes.
But the thing is, no other Guinness record exists for any other city apart from New York.
Right.
And I'd been thinking for months. I wanted to after years of no success in London, I wanted to have a go at the New York one.
Yeah.
And then I did, and I came within 19 minutes of the record.
Right.
That was largely because there was only so much time I could I had to research because I'd never been to New York before.
Okay. How many times have you tried the New York one?
Only twice.
Twice.
Yes. I tried it twice in 11 days.
Right. Okay. But then you've tried Chicago, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes.
And don't you hold the record in Chicago?
I hold the unofficial fastest time using applied Guinness World Record rules. Guinness World Records don't consider any other city for a rapid transit record other than London and New York.
Right.
So it's just using the same rules.
Yeah.
And I began looking at other systems and thought, well, I can just apply the same rules to those.
Yes.
I don't really care if there's no official record available.
You'll do it anyway.
Yes.
So it makes it
even more pointless. But I don't really care.
But you're saying if Guinness recognised Chicago, you would be the record holder.
Well, at the moment, yes. If someone beat my time, then and published it, then
yes.
then they'd be the record holder.
Yes, but what about? Yes. Okay, so then you went to you've been to Toronto.
Yes,
recently.
It was on the same trip. It was on the same trip. Yes,
yeah.
I went to New York, and then in a roundabout sort of way, I went to Toronto and then Chicago. So it was basically. But I took lots of connecting flights as well because I wanted to say that I'd been to as many places in America and Canada as possible. So it was London, New York, Philadelphia, Halifax, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Chicago, Atlanta, London.
Right.
Bear in mind, I was only in about half of those cities for between one and 5 hours.
But I did manage to
ride the Montreal Metro and the MARTA in Atlanta.
Okay, so for
only a few stops each, because I was only there for about 5 hours.
So, right.
So I couldn't go to all stations, but I just thought, I'll just go on the metro anyway to say that I've been on it.
Yeah. Okay. And it has to be said that in each, wherever you go, as far as I understand it, you seem to have a certain kind of, what should we call it, propensity to publicize yourself. As what you're doing, you kind of, I mean, more power to you. I mean, it's a good, it could be a virtue, but I mean, you do tend to get into the media, don't you, for what you're doing?
I try my best.
So what's that? Why is that, do you think?
Most people don't like public transport. They will not spend one moment on it longer than is necessary, and people who ride transport longer than necessary to the extent that tube challenges do can be seen as a little strange, I think, but I think it's good.
Sorry, who appears strange? I'm not with you.
Tube challengers.
Tube challengers?
Yes.
Such as yourself?
Yes.
Right. Yes, because it seems, I suppose to most people, it probably would seem like a futile exercise. They think, why would anyone do that?
Yes, precisely. Why does anyone want to spend 16 and a half hours on the tube without a break?
Yeah. Well, why do you do it? Do you think?
Because it's there. The same reason that people climb mountains.
But do you think the summary? Instead of mountaineering, you have singled this one out. You've selected this particular pursuit. And so there must be something about it that appeals to you rather than, say, mountain climbing or rowing or running 100 yards or whatever it might be.
If someone says, I'm going to climb Everest, no one ever says, why are you going to do that? Rather than, I'm going to spend 16 and a half hours on the tube. Why do you want to do that? I don't know, but...
The tube? I mean, is there something about the metro, the underground train? Do you like trains? I mean, perhaps some.
I don't especially like trains. No, I think this is probably what would distinguish me from the average rail fan, because I don't know anything about rolling stock, track gauge infrastructure or anything like that, and I have no real desire to. It's just about visiting every station as quickly as possible.
But is it a bit like a kind of sport, like skateboarding or kind of those guys that sort of, I don't even know what it's called, that one where they sort of people jump off sort of...
Bungee jumping?
No. Where they kind of run around cities and jump off walls and
free, you know, running?
Yeah.
Or parkour?
Yeah. Does it have similarities to that? Is it a kind of...
I wouldn't say so, no, because, no. Well, the thing is, when you're attempting the record, you have to run when you aren't on trains, because you have to catch the next train.
Yeah.
And if you miss a train, then that's time wasted, and it can lead, it can have a knock-on effect.
Do people look at you as you're doing it? I mean,
yes.
Because you're presumably you're hurling yourself along the platform and really running excessively fast to get from one train to another, and so on.
Yes, and on the train, I take photos of each station and write the arrival and departure times, from each station down. And and on an official record attempt, you have to have witness statements as well. So you have to ask members of the public, would you mind signing this book saying that I was at this station at this time?
Yes, it does
draw attention to one, I must say.
Right. As you're doing it, you get attention, but then there is also the sort of media attention, which you are sort of encouraging.
Yes. Right. Well, I try my best. As I say. I think.
You've got a certain reputation, haven't you? I mean, you've been on.
Do I?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know.
If I Google your name, it comes up that you've been on Radio France, you've been on BBC Leicester, you're in the Toronto. Whatever it is, the Toronto Herald. You leave a sort of wake of publicity behind you.
Probably the most bizarre experience I've had was finding myself on the front page of the Toronto Metro.
Right.
It's just like our metro here.
Yeah.
Widely available on subways and buses, and all the commuters read it. So
So this was an accident.
I had an interview with the Toronto Star newspaper, which is pretty much the major newspaper in Toronto, or one of the major ones. The day after I arrived, I'm in one of the back sections on page three. That's fine, but I didn't realise that it would be in Metro as well. I don't know how this happened, but the following day, having read the Toronto Star, I boarded a bus. The very first bus I boarded, I sat across the aisle from a chap, and he said, "Hey, I've just been reading about you. Aren't you the guy?" And then he pointed at the front page, and I was on the front page, and I thought,
so he recognized
good
you.
Grief, yes.
Okay.
And then later on I was on the subway in rush hour.
Yeah.
Half the carriage is reading the Toronto Metro with my face on it.
Yes.
I was being recognized all over the shop.
Yes.
I was asked by three people to sign their newspapers.
So it should be, let's read this out, because it should be said, the front page is a big colour photograph of you, and it says Rocket Man underneath it.
That's because the Toronto subway is nicknamed the Rocket.
Okay, fair enough. But then you've got the name Rocket Man.
Maybe Elton John might like to collaborate with me after that. I don't know.
A bit of sponsorship. If he'd like to
contribute a song to the to the next Metro EP.
I have to say that since talk about that. You've issued something called the Metro EP. Tell us about that, because that involves collaborations with other people, doesn't it? Other musicians who've also done, who've written songs about other metro systems.
Yes, when I went to each Paris metro station last year, I recorded a song and put it on YouTube the week before I went out. It names every Paris metro station in alphabetical order, and then I wondered about going around Paris and busking it, and especially when someone told me that it might be Parisians might not understand it because it was a bit off the wall. I said that's all the encouragement I need. Right, I'm going. and then I wanted to try and land a a proper gig as well. But I only had the one song, and so I thought that the project could be expanded. So I contacted lots of people I knew around the world and asked them if they'd like to write songs about their respective metro systems and send them to me.
Right.
And yes, and that's what happened. So we made a few CDs.
And how many contributors are there to the EP?
12.
Oh, really? Okay. And where do they? I think there's one in Scotland. Glasgow.
Yes, there's a song about the Glasgow subway.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what are the other ones roughly? I mean, without going.
Paris, London. Of course.
Glasgow.
Yes, Buenos Aires, Milan, Tyne and Wear.
They have a metro.
Yes.
right.
Athens, Toronto, Moscow.
Oh right.
I think that's it.
Interesting. Yes. So there's a kind of worldwide kind of network of people now but these are people that have just written songs about it. That these aren't people who are attempting to break any records.
Oh,
No. These are metro songs.
There are no songs about breaking Underground Rail records on it anyway. It's just it's just songs about metro.
About
systems.
The metro.
Yes. And it's being released for download on the 9th of July,
okay,
2012, right. which is over a month away.
Yeah, I always used to like those. Do you remember? It might be a different generation, but I used to like those Rupert Bear stories. Do you know Rupert Bear? With the,
yes.
you know the little rail cars in there.
Yes.
It looks like a sort of little single seater sort of bullet car, and I think it often used to be sort of. Used to be driven by sort of imps or something, little people with pointed hats. Do you remember those images? I always used to find that very endearing. I mean, it was almost my favourite sort of image from Rupert Bear was that were these people hurtling through tunnels on a sort of almost like a single rail kind
I'm
of...
I'm certain like a, I watched Rupert Bear as a youngster, but I really can't remember any imps in single-seater rail cars.
No, it might be a false memory, but I'll have to check it out. But I just wondered if that had any appeal to you, that kind of
It
image.
Would if I could remember it.
Right.
I tell you what, why don't you draw me a picture?
I'll do it afterwards. We haven't. Yes. I can't do it. What else have you got here? You've got lots of backup material. You've got various kind of... newspapers, and are these all newspapers that have had articles on you and your
yes.
attempts?
Yes.
Okay. You're from Leicester.
Yes.
Aren't you? But Leicester doesn't have a metro system.
No. Although I did originally start off trying to ride the entire route of buses. Routes of buses
in Leicestershire.
Yes.
Oh right, in the whole of Leicestershire.
That would be quite an interesting record to attempt, wouldn't it?
That would be quite an eccentric sort of record to hold. To say you could
not
sort of
really.
Say,
no.
Oh, I think. Well, I think it would
I can.
Be.
I can think of much more eccentric ones, like
okay.
like fastest mile. Pushing an orange with one's nose.
That sounds like a piece of conceptual art. I think people have done things like that. Conceptual artists have done things like where they.
Now I'm not talented enough to do anything like that.
Well, I think it's more eccentric if it doesn't sound like art to me. And it's sort of the idea of travelling the bus routes of Leicestershire within a set time, because I happened to, being from Leicester myself, I know some of those bus routes, of course. And they used to be, I mean, it must have changed considerably over the other the buses in the country are quite a bit thin on the ground now, aren't they, to some places? Or
it's
been run down, hasn't it, for some routes? But anyway, I remember there used to be a 616 to Uppingham.
616.
Yeah, that used to be a Midland Red bus.
Okay.
Going back a bit.
I believe the one to Uppingham now, or at least Oakham, is the 747.
Okay.
Are you aware of the 747?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
No. So there used to be in Leicester, there used to be things called, of course, it's all changed. It's a Arriva now, isn't it?
Yes.
But in the city, in Leicester itself, they used to be called the Corporation buses, and they were sort of yellow and brown, and they stopped at sort of Evington or what used to be called just before Dalby Avenue, Spencerfield Lane. And sort of so they and then the Midland Red ones would reach out into the countryside. But now it's kind of, I suppose it's a Arriva. But there was quite a strange period a few years ago where there were these, where it was privatised and there were these competing bus companies, and they would almost sort of race to bus stops to pick people up. Did you ever experience that? Where you might be standing at a bus stop and you'd suddenly see at least, you know, two buses, one trying to get in front of the other. It's probably stopped now because it's...
No, it's happening now.
Is it?
I mean, on my route is operated by First Bus and Centre Bus. The first one operates every 10 minutes, the Centre Bus one every 20, but the Centre Bus one does the late evening shifts.
Yeah.
Very often the different buses will arrive at once and each will overtake the other.
Oh, is that right? Oh, so it still goes on.
Yes.
Okay. Competing for the custom. But I suppose you said you started by travelling on the bus routes of Leicester.
Yes.
But did that sort of develop into an interest in metro systems? I mean, what do you think prompted your interest, first of all, because in Leicester you wouldn't have encountered underground trains?
No, I've been a regular visitor to London for ever since I can remember. And one day I just...
How long ago would that have been when you first remembered? I mean,
many, many years ago.
How old would you have been, do you think?
Less than five.
Oh, right. Okay.
It would.
Would your parents have brought you? Obviously, your parents would have brought you to London.
And the it's always been a novelty taking the tube for me. And one day I just thought, I wonder if it's possible to go to every station in one day. Then discovered there was a Guinness World Record for it. Started planning.
It occurred to you first before you knew about the Guinness Record. You had this idea yourself.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So what's that probably brings us up to date. Tell me a bit more about the attempt tomorrow, which is now today. Friday, June the 8th. You, as we speak, you will be. How long does it take the Zone 1 attempt?
On average, about 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay. So if you start at 12...
Everyone meets at 12. The starting station will be drawn at random at 12:15, and everyone will make their way there to start at 1.
Oh, okay. I see. So, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And it will last approximately 3 hours.
Yes.
So you'll be finished by 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happens after that?
Then we just go to the pub for the results, and then we socialise.
Has someone declared a winner? Or
yes,
okay.
And there's a trophy as well for the winner.
Right.
There are first, second, and third prizes.
Yeah.
And then everyone plays darts afterwards.
Right. Okay. And apart from that, at the weekend, you're going to take part in a naked cycle ride.
I'm not taking part in it. I'm just going there to see what happens. I'm certainly not taking any of my clothes off in this weather.
Right.
No less on a bike.
Tell me what is going on? What is this with the naked cycle ride?
It if I remember correctly, it starts from around the Achilles statue in Hyde Park at 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 9th, yeah. And it's a load of people bringing attention to cycling while doing it naked, as far as I'm aware.
Right.
I'll just be spectating.
But you'll be on a bike.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll kind of take part, and then you.
No. I'll ride separately from the crowd.
Yeah.
I think I think it'll be quite an interesting thing to watch.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Adam Fisher, and good luck with your record-breaking attempts. There we are. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're campaigning to drive rail fares down. Yes. As well as this. Would you like a sticker, Richie? Is this an agency?
Should be able to actually pay attention.
Tell me what's happening.
Well, the starting station has been drawn, which is very conveniently Aldgate East. We only have to go one station east, and so we're going there. We're hanging around for half an hour. Everyone will be route planning furiously, and then we shall start on the first train after one.
So we're heading off to Liverpool.
Yeah.
12:19
actually, and 58 seconds.
So have you got a route planned?
I have a basic one planned, but of all the stations I expected, it wasn't Aldgate East. I don't know what I'll do really.
All right, okay. How many stations are there altogether in total?
64 is quite right. There are 64, and this is the ninth zone one, and the eight previous stations that we've used were not included in the draw, so we couldn't have a duplicate station that we started from before.
It's
not the best. It's not the best. It'll probably mean that a circular route will come into play.
Because the first train in the chosen direction, I just realised, oh, hang on, you can only go westbound from here.
Yes, but you can go district or ancient. So let's say it's just gone 1 o'clock and the district rolls, and if you don't want that, you can wait for the...
Okay, that's all right. Where's everyone else?
Oh, they're probably all... All scheming, aren't they? All scheming and route planning.
Furiously route planning.
Yeah. It's all tourists.
Hi, David.
Hi, alright.
Yes, not bad, thank you. I don't know if I've met your companion before.
Well, he's new to this.
Yeah. Hello. I seem to be promoting rail fares. Fair rail fares. I'm not quite sure how this happened. If you want an Oyster card holder, let me know. I might go outside for a bit, because I have a basic route,
you've got a basic route worked out. You kind of know where you're going first.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it top secret?
Of course. I mean, you know that I'm starting here, but that's about it.
Right.
You've got a permit for the spare on the underground?
Sorry? Yes, I'm not telling you.
Abyss. Elysium. Exploring.
Yes, these are Adidas trainers. FL runner or pro runner or something. I can't quite remember. But yes. These are Adidas. Hello, Adidas. I'm using your trainers.
De Saint-Cloud, Bourse, Breguet-Sabin, Brochon, Butte-Chaumont, Bouzonval, Cadet, Cambronne, Campo Formio, Cardinal-Lemoine, Carrefour-Pléel, Sancier de Bontemps, Champs-Élysées Clemenceau, Chardon-Lagache, Charente-Nicole, Chaux de Gaulle Étoile, Charles-Michel, Charolles, Château de Vincennes, Château d'Aume, Château Landan, Château Rouge, Châtelet, Châtillon-Montrouge, Chaussée d'Antin Lafayette, Chemin Vert, Chevaleret, Cité, Cluny-la-Sorbonne, Colonel Fabien, Commerce, Concorde, Convention, Corentin-Kériou, Corentin-Selton, Covissard, Saint-Émilion, Courcelles, Couronne, Créteil-les-Chats, Créteil-Préfecture, Créteil-Université, Crimée, Croix-de-Chavaux, Danube, Doménil, Domfer-Rochereau, Dugommier, Duplex, Duroc, École militaire, École vétérinaire de Maisons-Alfort, Edgar Quigné, Église d'Auteuil, Église de Pantin, Esplanade de la Défense, Étienne Marcel, Europe, Excelmons, Federbe Chaligny, Falguière, Félix Faure, Fille du Calvaire, Faure d'Aubervilliers, Franklin des Roosevelt, Gabriel Perry, Gaieté, Gallieni, Gambetta, Gare d'Austerlitz, Gare de l'Est, Gare de Lyon, Gare du Nord, Garibaldi, Georges V, Glacière, Goncourt, Grand Boulevard, Guy Moquet, Affreux Comotin, Hoche, Hôtel de Ville, Iéna, Invalide, Jacques Bonsergent, Jasmin, Jaurès, Javel André Citron, Jourdain, Jules Geoffrin, Jussieu, Kléber, La Chapelle, La Courneuve, 8 mai 1945, La Défense, La Fourche, La Motte-Piquet, Grenelle, La Mouette, La Tour Maubourg, La Marque Alaincourt, Lumière, le Kremlin Bicêtre, le Pelletier, les Trous Volants, les Agnettes, les Gobelins, les Halles, les Lilas, les Sablons, Liberté, Liège, Louis Blanc, Louise Michel, L'Ourmel, Louvre Rivoli, Mabillon, Madeleine, Mairie de Clichy, Mairie de Montreuil, Mairie de Saint-Ouen, Mairie de Lilas, Mairie d'Issy, Mairie d'Ivry, Maison Blanche, Maison Alphonse des Juillottes, Maison Alphonse Stade, Malakoff Plateau de Vanves, Malakoff rue Étienne Dolé, Malzerbe, Maraîcher, Marc des Poissonniers, Marcel Samba, Marx Dumois, Maubert Mutualité, Méline Montand, Michel-Ange Auteuil, Michel-Ange Molitor, Michel Bizot, Mirabeau, Miro Ménil, Monceau, Montgalet, Montparnasse Bienvenue, Mouton Devernay, Nation, National, Notre-Dame de Lorette, Notre-Dame des Champs, Aubeconf, Odéon, Olympiade, Opéra, Ourcq, Palais Royal Musée du Louvre, Parmentier, Passy, Pasteur, Pelleport, Père Lachaise, Pereire, Père Netty, Philippe Auguste, Picpus, Pierre et Marie Curie, Pigalle, Place de Clichy, Place des Fêtes, Place d'Italie, Place Monge, Plaisance, Poissonnière, Pont de Levallois Bacon, Pont de Neuilly, Pont de Sèvres, Pont Marie, Pont Neuf, Côte Dauphine, Côte d'Auteuil, Côte de Bagnolet, Côte de Champéret, Côte de Charenton, Côte de Choisy, Porte de Clichy, Côte de Clignancourt, Côte de la Chapelle, Côte de la Villette, Côte de Montreuil, Côte de Pontin, Côte de Saint-Cloud, Côte de Saint-Ouen, Côte de Vanves, Côte de Versailles, Côte de Vincennes, Porte Lila, Porte d'Italie, Porte d'Ivry, Porte Doré, Porte d'Orient, Porte Maillot, Pré Saint-Gervais, Pyramide, Pyrénées, Quai de la Gare, Quai de la Rapée, 4 septembre, Rambouteau, Ranelagh, Raspail, Réumur, Sébastopol, Rennes, République, Rue Diderot, Richard Lenoir, Richelieu Trouault, Riquet, Robespierre, Rome, Rue de la Pompe, Rue des Boulets, Rue du Bac, Rue Saint-Maur, Saint-Amboise, Saint-Augustin, Saint-Denis Porte de Paris, Saint-Denis Université, Saint-Fargeau, Saint-François Xavier, Saint-Georges, Saint-Germain-des-Prés, Saint-Jacques, Saint-Lazare, Saint-Mandé, Saint-Marcel, Saint-Michel, Saint-Paul, Saint-Philippe-du-Roule, Saint-Placide, Saint-Sébastien-Froissart, Saint-Sulpice, Ségur, Sentier, Sèvres-Babylone, Sèvres-le-Courbe, Saint-Plon, Solferino, Stalingrad, Strasbourg-Saint-Denis, Sully-Morlan, Télégraphe, Tombe, Terme, Tolbiac, Trinité-Destienne-d'Orve, Trocadéro, Tuileries, Vanneau, Varennes, Girard, Bavin, Victor Hugo, Villejuif Léo Lagrange, Villejuif Louis Aragon, Villejuif Paul Veillant Couturier, Villiers, Volontaire, Voltaire, Vagram.